Welcome to the Power Word Series, share number 27. We're going to talk today about the inos dvar and the pain of words caused in relation to driving a car. Very often, drivers are yelled at for driving too fast, too slow, by other drivers, by passengers. And we need over there exceptionally to be careful to have cool heads prevail. And when you talk gently. If you could drive a little slower, it's safer. And to be very, very careful there, because the road rage thing became crazy these days. The idea is to motivate the person. To hurt his feelings and make him angry is counterproductive. And you do have achrayas to tell a driver if they're driving reckless. There's no question about it. But you got to think about the best way to go about it. Shouting with the first thing, impulse in your head, when you're very upset, could aggravate the situation. So one needs a lot of shikul hadas when doing this and how to calm those type of situations. But again, on the roads, when there's altercations, cutting off, which shouldn't really happen, but to be very careful with these type of things, which gets aggravated tremendously when there are these situations between drivers of different cars. Another issue that's very often very painful for people is when they're viewed, or they view others as, whether they have this trait or they don't have this trait, black and white, either or. And this way of viewing people. So for example, if you saw a person do something wrong, so you view him as totally having that negative trait, that way of viewing that person is einos dvarim. It's lashon hara also, you're being done like havchaiva. And when you talk to others about them, you have to be careful how you talk, or to them, be careful how you talk. Every person has different traits, different degrees, and different circumstances where it comes out, both positive traits and negative traits. So when you want to influence a person to improve, you could acknowledge that he has already a positive trait, and they just need to increase in employing it. So in other words, let's say you ask somebody to do a favor and they refuse to do the favor. Don't tell them they're selfish, they're lazy, or you lack the whole concept of chesed is foreign to you. You only think of yourself. You totally have zero compassion. That's the either or. That's an extreme. Because he refused to do you a favor, does that mean he's all these things? Or she's all these things, extremely selfish, lazy, and so on? No. That's not the right way to approach it. The right way to approach it is, I have seen you do chesed before. I know you consider it important when you're willing to do it. I'll explain why this favor is needed, and then you could decide whether you're able to do it or not. When you make an either-or evaluation, when you make a black-and-white evaluation, you're basically saying that if a person makes a mistake this time, it means that he'll continue to make only mistakes in the future. You paskin on him like a label. This is the way they are. But the reality is that everyone makes mistakes. Everyone needs to learn from their mistakes to improve in the future. It is not fear. This is the problem with Lashon Hara and Rechilas. You saw someone at their not good moment, and then you make conclusions that this is the way they are all their lives. When someone makes a mistake, you don't tell them, for example, they're totally unreliable. That's extremely painful. They may be reliable, but in this particular instance, they didn't follow through. They made a mistake this time. But to take it out of context and to view the whole person as a totality because of that mistake, that is hurtful. And that is a tremendous cause of sinas chinam between people. So a negative approach would say, I'll never rely on you again as long as I live. You're incompetent. No one should ever trust you again. When he made a mistake. No, the positive approach is, if you don't try, you know, you basically tell the person that you need to try working on things. And, you know, if you don't try, you won't accomplish, but you can learn from experiences and you could grow from them. So either or terms is not a healthy thing when viewing human beings. People make mistakes. It's not fair to expect total perfection from another person. Even if they excel in many, many areas, there's other areas where they won't be so proficient. And we need to focus on what they do right more than what they do wrong. This applies by any Ebeinadam Chaveray interaction, and in particular between a husband and a wife. Causing embarrassment is forbidden, even when it's constructive criticism. The Gemara Ksubis, we mentioned it before, a person would rather have himself thrown into a Kifshana Eish, in a fiery furnace, than to put his fellow man to shame in public. And the Rambam Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav, Halacha Ches, it's usur to embarrass anyone. Even when you're alone with them, you can't embarrass them, the Rambam says. Even if your words would not cause embarrassment, you're still not allowed to speak to them in that tone or manner that could cause embarrassment. So be careful when you reprove somebody, when you need to correct somebody, even when it's necessary, to do it in the most sensitive manner and not do it, chas v'shalom, in a harsh manner. The Arches Tzadikim says that it's also to make any comments that may embarrass another person. So if you sit near a person that has, let's say, a physical defect or a flaw in his yichus, never mention that defect, never mention that flaw in his yichus in the course of a conversation. So it's very, very careful. One has to be careful with that. The one major, major point that will save a lot of people from Einas Devarim and Rechilas and will enhance one's Bein Adam L'Chaveroi tremendously and marriages would be to learn and develop the Mida of empathy. People share their problems and difficulties with you because they're searching your empathy. Sometimes they don't expect you to solve the problem. They just want so much that you listen to them. Not with cliches, not with abrupt comments, but understanding. They are like a starved person. They are starving for understanding, acceptance. And they appreciate that. So be, you know, it's the forum just to say things that would cause them distress, even if you mean well. Like, cheer up, think positive thoughts, change your attitude. Very often this is counterproductive. It's important to cheer up, yeah, and it's important to have a positive attitude, yeah, but it's a skill, it's an art, and to have that positive influence on people when they're suffering, you can't talk that way. A person needs to be empathetic, feel for that person before saying something like that, otherwise it won't resonate, it won't be beneficial. The first step when someone who needs the empathy because they're having a difficult time is to understand, try to understand as best as you can what's bothering them. Even before they say anything, experience a little bit of what they are experiencing. Be nice about ba'olim chaveray. Remember times when you felt bad and you had different issues. Then you could say, this is really painful. This can be rough because you experienced it. Anxiety can be distressful. If you experience anxiety, worry hurts. And if you had worry, they could relate to you. It has more of a calming effect to a person than simply saying, it's nothing, it's not so bad, don't worry. No, the empathy is that I really feel your pain. And I know it's difficult, and let me try to help you. Once they feel better because of your empathy, then you could help them with practical solutions and advice how to help them out of that situation. But if there's no solution possible, then you just need to be there for that person. And even when there's a solution possible, you first need to be there for the person. And then, after a while, you shower on them empathy. People need empathy. And the people who need empathy and you insult them, the insult is even more painful. You can say, I see you had a rough day. Or a lot of frustrating things happened to you. This type of statement helps them calm down. These type of words are great acts of chasadim. The words that you say of empathy when someone really needs is one of the greatest chasadim that you could do for another person, for your own husband and wife, for your own children. Bracha natzlacha.